Now this is a dictation for Maureen, M-A-U-R-E-E-N, Broman, B as in boy, R-O-E-M-A-N, April 146. Address as a letter, Dr. Gaffney, G-A-F-F-N-E-Y, 607-6875. Dear Dr. Gaffney, a follow-up for Mrs. Broman, chronic kidney disease, history of hypertension, diabetes, small kidneys, recurrent episode of C. diff colitis, last visit in March. Comes with a friend that is her patient advocate. Admitted in June to Ionia Hospital, I-O-N-I-A. According to records, C. diff colitis. Dehydration requiring fluids. Acute and chronic renal failure. Trying to do salt fluid restrictions, weight is stable, frequent nausea, presently no vomiting, it still has diarrhea but no cloudiness, excuse me, no bleeding or melena, no fever, abdominal pain or back pain. There are plans for colonoscopy and potentially EGD, urine without infection, cloudiness of blood, stable dyspnea, no purulent material hemoptysis, denied chest pain palpitation, syncope. Blood pressure at home all over the place from highs to lows. Review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. Pain control narcotics, no anti-inflammatory agents. Remains on lisinopril as the only blood pressure treatment. Next paragraph, today blood pressure high, 193.63. Today blood pressure normal, 132 over 60 right-sided. No localized RALS, no consolidation pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, no ascites tenderness masses, minor edema right comparing to the left, looks debilitated, no focal deficits. I review discharge summary. They reported also low magnesium. There was a CT scan abdomen and pelvis without contrast, inflammatory changes on the splenic flexure. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries are from the day of discharge. And at that time, creatinine improved to 1.3 from admission 1.7 with normal sodium potassium acid base. There was anemia 9.7 with abnormal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, recent acute and chronic renal failure at the time of dehydration, apparently C. diff colitis. Next number, CKD stage 3, monitor over time. Next number, variable blood pressure. The one I got was normal. Next number, bilateral small kidneys without obstruction. Next number, prior low magnesium at the time of diarrhea. Next number, anemia without external bleeding. Repeat chemistries, potential EPO if hemoglobin less than 10. Next number, minor lower extremity edema, nothing severe. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents. Next number, history of autoimmune encephalomyelitis. Used to be on weekly steroids. I believe that has been discontinued. Continue chemistries in a regular basis, including magnesium. Come back in 6 months and to dictation.